WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT, Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
We are sitting on Melinda Crawford Purtue's back deck, where it's a beautiful, sunny day. Thank you so much for inviting us here.
Thank you so much for reaching out to me. This is great.
Melinda, among other things that she does, well, you tell them.
Well, I'm the orchestra director and string area head at Westminster College up in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania. I'm also the violin teacher, and I direct the Scottish Fiddle Ensemble. I mentioned the orchestra, do all the string pedagogy stuff. If it has strings, it comes across my desk.
I'm up here because I'm a folk musician, and I want to talk to you about Scottish fiddling. Most Americans don't understand that there's a difference between Scottish fiddling and Irish fiddling. I mean, they just all think of it as Celtic music.
I know. I can't count the number of times I've been asked, oh, so you play Irish fiddle? No, I don't. I'm a Scottish fiddler. But a lot of people get them confused. They are very similar sounding, and that's sort of where the idea of the Celtic fiddling has grown. But the way I like to look at it is that if you're into languages and if you...
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your radio, 88.3 FM, in case you're scrubbing around the AM dial going, I can't find it. Also at WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things for you to do in Pittsburgh. 820 Liberty Gallery is continuing to show the exhibit Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Devine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. Danny Devine was a graffiti writer, muralist, photographer, printmaker, painter, and mentor. The show is on display now through June 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. City Parks is revving up its annual Movies in the Parks series this summer. Kicks off in June with some pop-up movies at various locations. And then settles into an actual schedule in July. You can check the website or social media for information on the pop-up cinema events. The website is at getreadypittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. Keep an eye out to go sit in the park and watch a movie. Fiber Art International 2022 is the 24th in a series of juried exhibitions held in Pittsburgh that is open to textile artists worldwide. The exhibition is recognized around the world as a benchmark in the medium of fiber that documents trends and innovations in the field. The exhibition includes innovative work rooted in traditional fiber materials, structure, processes, and history, as well as art that explores unexpected relationships between fiber and other creative disciplines. Fiber Art International will be on display June 3rd through August 20th at two locations. First, the Brewhouse Association, which is at 711 21st Street in the South Side, and also at Contemporary Craft, which is at 5645 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. An opening reception will be held at both events, or at both locations, on June 3rd from 5:30 until 8 p.m. For more information, visit fiberartinternational.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a snack and a drink. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and the 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations for the show must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by calling 412-321-1834. Moving on to other live music. Tonight at the Roxian, you can check out Newfound Glory, along with 4 Years Strong and Be Well. Spirit Lodge is hosting R.A.P. Ferreira, along with Blacks. And Steel Wheels will be at the Club Cafe, along with Alyssa Hankey. Tomorrow night, NNAMDI will be at the Roboto Project. Prince George will be at Thunderbird along with Celine and Glacio. Club Cafe is hosting Susto along with Johnny Delaware. On Friday, Stage AE is hosting Pride on the Shore, the Pride on the Shore Festival, featuring Jesse J, Monique Hart, Penny Wild, Ray, and Vincent. Preserving Underground is hosting Betcha and Savannah Country, Savannah Connolly, along with Secondhand Sound and Bad Love. Thrice will be at the Roxian, along with Bayside and Anxious. Essential Machine will be at the Green Beacon Gallery, along with Another Cheetah and Outside Eliza. Mess-esque will be at Club Cafe, along with Your Sick. Spirit Lodge is hosting Dysspheric versus Mesh. I don't know what that is. Go check it out. Chalk Dinosaur will be at Thunderbird along with Northside Organ Trio. And 11 o'clock at Stage AE is the Pride on the Shore After Party featuring Dave Audet, Joe Gethrow, and Trixie Mattel. It seems kind of like cheating to have the after party at the exact same place. That's just kind of the same party, isn't it? Cheaters. On Saturday, Bon Iver will be at Stage AE along with Bonnie Light Horseman. MX Toon will be at the Roxian along with Chloe Moriondo. Sorry, Chloe, I don't know how to say either part of your name. Nikki Glazer will be at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall. Somnier will be at the Government Center along with Dr. Clock and the Phantom Tones. Summeray and Bikini Islands. Roboto Project is hosting Totally Slow, Frog Legs, Contras, and Heaven on Earth. The McKeesport Little Theater is hosting the Little Wretcheds and Friends, who are throwing a theater benefit concert. Club Cafe is hosting the Mixis Brothers, who are having an album release show. They're playing along with Dead End Streets and Elk Hound. Metalachi will be at Craft House along with Post Traumatic. Steve Earle and the Dukes will be at Jurgles. Sippy will be at the Thunderbird along with Champa, Axel Boy, Barnacle Bill, and Cash Merrick. And Nikki Glazer will be doing a second show at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall at 9:30. On Sunday, Rivers of Nihil will be at the Craft House along with Fallujah, Alluvial, Warforged, and Burial in the Sky. Thy Art is Murder will be at the Roxian along with After the Burial, Currents, and Brand of Sacrifice. Flume will be at Stage AE along with Magdalena Bay and Chrome Sparks. Preserving Underground is hosting Action Adventure along with Fight Club, Opals, and the Maguas. Club Cafe is hosting Pittsburgh Poetess Rachel and Bouvier. Funhouse is hosting Kill Lincoln along with Jer and Decente. And Fig is having an album release show at the Spirit Lodge. They're playing along with the Prom Queen, Saint Agatha, and Swamp Walk. I'm going to call it there because I'm tired of talking. If you, your band, your social event, your art opening, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send those things. What else can I tell you? Oh, so many things I can tell you. I can tell you that kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your gun securely is the best way to prevent family fire. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. This message brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, the Ad Council, WRCT, all those people. This is O Young.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh, elitist, private university owned and operated since 1949.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.